the money, but...
I don't know if you guys heard that, but they said they're taking all your babes away.
Taking your babes away, man.
Give her money. They're going to take your babes away.
No, I shook.
You have to have something to offer.
So, they are taking your babes away. They are taking your babes
away. Oh, my God. We're fantastic backup singers, yo.
Wow. But that was quite a song. What did this guy, what was he thinking about? Like,
you don't have money. Like, what are you saying? People are going to find you.
What do you bring to the table?
What are you bringing to exactly?
So if you don't have money, they're going to take your babe.
They're going to take your babe.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, interestingly, I saw a post on social media, a guy who said that his girlfriend back then in the university is why you finished school with a very good GP. Here's a backstory. So was dating this girl, saved up all his money that he was meant to use for textbook in his first year, wanted to give the girl a good time out, and then they were waiting for bike at the bus stop. Here comes a nice car. Parks in front of both of them, and the man who's got the wheels is talking to his supposed girlfriend and tells them to hop into the car, takes both of them on a good time out, buys food for both of them.
Wow.
Buys everything for, he was sitting at the back
and the man was in front with the G.
You know, the father topped it for me. So this guy with the wheels, when he drops him back in his hostel and gives him 5K.
Thanks for coming along.
And drove away with his babe.
Why is he even complaining? Remember, he ate free food. He even still got his tippy, like,
they
extra on top of the small that he has.
His babe away.
They took his babe away. So, guy just focused on his studies.
As in.
Brethren, we thank God for thine life.
Hallelujah.
Now, our gist for today, we're going to be talking about pressured proposals.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, but now is your babe walking away by herself.
She's
now,
walking
in Africa,
away.
She's walking away.
You need to play that song.
She's walking,
I'm walking away.
From the
Saturday in my life, I'm walking away. I'm gonna find the better.
Destiny girls.
When we tell you that it's plenty, don't think it's okay.
Don't want that messy measles.
What?
Okay, I really know what you mean. The look.
You see that look? Wemimo's look is legendary. Oh, like in Nigeria info, Wemimo's look. All of us know the look.
So there was a time they made a meme out of my look. Sometimes I'm watching myself on Table Talk. Maybe I'm just trying to look at the comment. Even myself, when somebody says something silly, I can't help it.
The look is amazing.
It's the look for me.
No.
The Baby, look, the it's processing. The look for me.
It's the look for us.
So now let's talk about pressured proposals.
Okay.
And here's what we're going to do. There's a gentleman who apparently had sponsored this girl through school. How about we do our shout out first? Don't you think we should shout out before we start doing ofofo?
Yeah, okay. We should.
Let's do that.
Let's give them some energy.
Are you ready?
So
ready.
Are you guys? Are you sure you got power? You know me, I'm pumped up. So wherever you are in Lagos, let's get your energy vibe level checked. Mm-hmm. First of all, let's be sure we're on the same page.
Because
we can't be dishing energy and you're not taking it.
Absolutely.
True that.
You have to take it.
Absolutely.
And you have to send it back with fire, if you get what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
0700-993-993-993, female callers, 0146-571-90. We've got precisely 10 minutes to do this. When you call in, you have your passcode ready and shout with all your energy. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
That's how we're gonna do it. Let's get started right away. Hello, good morning.
What's up?
Yeah.
Why is ginger lemon?
Ginger lemon comes when the person shouts more.
Hello.
Okay. Good morning. How are you?
I've been in traffic since the past 2-3 hours now. I swear, just to go from CMS to Aja, it's like traveling from Lagos to Benin.
I'm telling you, I'm so sorry.
What you wanna call us the spirit again?
You onagoyera.
Onagoyera spirit.
No, this spirit can just tell us what it wants. Does it want?
We can palm wine. Like seriously, we are ready to negotiate. Yeah.
Okay, now that Nancy knows everything about this spirit.
True, Nancy.
Are you not a suspect in this matter?
It's true.
I'm the negotiator.
Ah.
I negotiate with spirits.
You are making a deal with the devil. Yeah.
No, I don't make deals with the devil. I negotiate with the devil.
Oh, okay. All right. That works, I guess. It works for the better good of
apply
everybody.
Apply diplomacy in everything in life.
It's necessary. So yeah. What are we going to
do? Have you heard that thing that with proper arrangements, even if somebody can see God?
Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Wemi.
Pass us some energy. Give me the passcode. Let's go.
What's up, Lebo?
Give him ginger, lemon.
Uh-huh.
East Plenty.
Good morning.
Ooh, yeah, good beauty morning. In the morning.
Welcome to the show.
Okay.
I just tune in and I don't really know the names of everybody except Wemisco.
Okay. Let me do the introduction.
It's okay. I know she's been in the program.
Yeah, she's right here. It's okay.
Hello.
What about Anokum?
Marianne, she just walked in. Yes, the spirit of I go. Come on.
She has been released. I negotiated.
Yeah. And then there's Fancy Nancy here.
Hala.
Fancy Nancy. The fanciest of them all.
Send me well to everybody.
Let them hear you. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you for the vibe check. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Give us a passcode. Let's go.
Good morning. What's up,
like? Yeah.
Mozambique.
My name is Graham Dick.
Graham,
that's a nice name.
Another year to my year.
Happy birthday! Wait, let's sing for you.
Yeah.
just happy birthday to you. That's all.
Okay.
One, two, go.
Happy birthday to you. I did not understand the assignment.
Happy birthday. I don't know what this okay is all about.
I'm sorry.
Our vibe check is different. We've got Madam Joy on the line calling us right now. Hello.
Hello.
What's up? Somebody has been freed.
I negotiated Marianne's release.
How are you today?
We're fine,
very good
you.
Today.
I love your program, but I'm the checkers
have I was going to say they've transcended. The checkers are they're no longer here. They moved on to other things.
We miss them.
Yeah, we do too.
Thank you.
Wow, energy pull. Thank you so much. Good morning, hello. Okay, please call again. Energy check. Good morning. It's dropping the energy. Hello. Hello.
Uh-oh.
This person is he sleeping. Good morning, hello.
What's up, Lego?
Hey.
Nancy.
Good morning.
Please, what is your name? Your own is Plenty. What's your name?
It's Opolicious.
She has gone.
Auntie just came to gig gay for us.
She did gig.
I lied.
She did gig.
She did gig. She gigged.
We appreciate it.
She gigged.
She gigged.
Marianne. Bele.
Sweet lady.
You know, it was Nancy's turn yesterday.
I know.
Oh, she said it now.
I said it.
Nancy couldn't even make it here.
I wept.
I just said to myself, it's not possible. I can't let Lagos down. But thank you, Emima, for always just being a darling.
It is what I do.
It is not darling. She do get salary for darlingness.
Professional darling
now.
Well, just take your flowers, baby. Take it.
Yeah,
that's no flower.
True. All of us.
I want a real flower.
You know, we need to come and just bath her.
I will take you there.
In swimming
to the
pool.
Flower.
You just flower that you need.
No, it's not.
I give you anything you need.
Hello, we've got a caller. Hello, good morning.
Please, I won't divide. What's up, ladies?
What's up? Hey! I like hey. Plenty. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is OJB Declutter.
Your name sounds very
good. Sounds like a music producer.
I could shout at my will because I'm not yet in the office. I'm in the car alone, so I can't do it.
I hope that the people that are driving next to you don't think you're mad.
What's up,
Lego? Yeah. We like the vibe.
thank you for calling. So that's one of the advantages of the spirit of Onagoyera. Because you're locked up in the car, you can shout.
You can behave anyhow.
You can scream and shout and let it all out.
In fact, you don't even know how to behave.
It's just the guys that are driving next to you or that next to you.
are we all right?
Miriam, believe me, we're all on the same level because driving in that traffic, we're all all right.
You know, you also let off some steam when you shout like that.
Yeah. By the time you're done, you feel calm.
Yeah. So we're doing you a favor. So shout. Don't worry. Shout.
Shout.
Scream and shout.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Cheers to life.
To life.
What's up?
It's plenty.
Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. My name is Chine Nyengwa.
Welcome.
Chine Nyengwa. That's a nice name.
So,
that's what my mom calls me when she wants to butter me up, though. So.
I see. Well, I've got a few more minutes before we run off to the first break. So let's do a few more vibe check.
Yes, I need it because I need
you
to
need
get
the energy. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name? Give us your passcode. No, that thing just popped off. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
Put off your radio, sir.
I've done that.
Oh yeah, give us your passcode. Let's go. One to go.
What's up, Nico?
What's up?
Best to life. To life. Yeah. Fancy. Snuffy.
Collins and Andrea.
Hey, I've answered. They moved on to.
I want to.
Away.
You want to do what?
They went to another station.
Why don't you chat them up on social media? It's Andrea Teke and Collins Teke. They always respond on social media.
I've meeting them.
We do too. All right, thank you so much.
Change is imminent, but it's profound. But this one is hard to bear.
I know. This is a
We all just did one to go.
Good morning, hello.
What's up, Lagos? Like Asia traffic, I enjoy my vibe.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
That's why we're here.
Thank you very much. My name is John, calling from Obafemi Olowe.
What's the traffic looking like?
Bridge, and the rain is crazy, man.
I can imagine. How long have you been in traffic?
For the past 45 minutes, actually.
You're just warming up. It's the spirit of Onagoyera.
Onagoyera is on the road.
Now we inside this level where fuel just this cars like this.
I'm telling you, that's so annoying.
It's tough, really.
Like,
tough.
There's no fuel, and then you're in traffic, and you're watching your.
Exactly, it's moving.
So, well, Mima, it's
moving.
It's even worse when you see where you're going to, but you can't touch
get
it.
There.
You can't get there. You're not saying it.
Onagoyeram have
scary.
Said that we go here. I'm still negotiating, though. I'm still negotiating.
Okay, please.
I know your time.
Please.
There are the times I'll tell you, bring cow. Let's appease the god. In the evening, they're chopping suya.
I'm a very loyal negotiator.
Good morning, hello.
Marianne, I got you here, though. I negotiated.
Hello.
No, auntie, we not take it.
What is that?
We not take it.
What's up, lady?
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Baby.
Baby. Oh. Okay, baby. Oh, baby. Oh. Don't you know you always be mine?
So where am I going to attach myself?
No, just join us. We put you in the middle.
You know how conductor used to hang on board. Just hang.
Don't hang
in the middle.
That's right. Hello, it's okay.
Hi.
I hear your voice was Obia.
No, be small. The girl is international now.
Oh, yeah.
When you were putting us to CPC in English, I was even laughing.
But she tried small.
I'm imagining her pigeon.
She tried, though.
It would be nice.
She tried.
How did she do?
Did you see how Joyce was joining everything, eh? I was even hoping it's okay to speak at all, but I'm not here.
I spoke,
I said she did very well. Oh, shit.
You didn't hear my pigeon.
Your pigeon.
We're off on the break, ladies and gentlemen. The show is still.
What's up, Lagos?
It's What's Up, Lagos, baby. Get set.
Your maga. I want to be your maga. Your lover.
What does this song remind you of? What, Fancy Nancy, what does this song, when does this song remind you of?
Happy Times.
This is Thursday and we're throwing back like real hard.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
KC Limpopo was like the thing, and the fingers.
Yeah, the finger.
And the waist rolling.
You guys should have seen Marianne in the studio. Like, I wish you people could.
It's really, really sad that some of you don't experience the beauty and amazement that I experience.
Marianne is a full
party. Which is okay. I mean, it's part of the job.
She was doing the finger. She was rolling.
Even the face.
I think the face took me someplace.
The face was
she
like...
She was rolling.
You guys, that's not me.
It is who you are, ma. It is who you are.
Well, just in case you're just joining us and you do not know what the show is, let's go, ladies.
What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Yeah. It's What's Up Lagos, baby. 34 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Apologies for coming late. Lagos happens to us every single day.
What happens to Marianne and I?
Unfortunately.
But well, I'm grateful to Wemimo for holding down the fort. And I am here. Let's talk about these pressure proposals. We have just a few minutes to talk about it.
Okay.
You see, when a guy proposes to a girl in public and, you know, everybody's now starts saying, say yes. Eh? It's become a thing. It's become a trend of sorts. Mm. I mean, I think it was last week when we were having a conversation with Uwa here, and yeah. I said, I'd rather want to wake up and see the ring in my finger. I don't need all the drama.
I think that's so much movies.
So I'd rather have a private proposal.
Okay, I like that.
Very chill, just me and you.
Yeah.
Than that whole public pressure. But that's Marianne.
Yeah.
That's not you. That's not Nancy. That's not Isokin. What do you think about public proposals and the pressure that comes with it? I'm asking this question because we're looking at a story of a girl who publicly accepted a proposal and then privately returned the ring. A day after. It was like
Chuku.
On social media. It was everywhere. It was trending.
She returned the ring.
She returned the ring the next day after she had publicly said yes.
I'm sure everyone was shouting, say yes.
Exactly.
That's what they do.
And then she said no finally and gave back the ring to the guy. Why do we feel so much pressure? Even if there are not people there, why do we feel pressure to say yes and post those pictures and say, I said yes, even when you're not sure?
That baby was respectful, Sha, because I've seen videos where the girl's like, What's wrong with you? Sometimes we receive like almost slap, pat.
Don't believe that. Like, I don't believe it's real when they do all those theatrics.
It does happen sometimes.
Like, some of them are not theatrics. I think that,
like,
sometimes
for real.
The guy.
Yeah.
So, there are people who say, read the room yes. before you, you know, because you should know me. If you want to marry me, you should know me. You should know me well enough to know if I'm ready to settle down.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If I'm ready to go down that route. Do you have that conversation with me often?
Have had that conversation.
You would have even gone to meet her parents and told
them. No, my parents would be glad if a man says they want to marry me.
Yeah, but they
would
still want you.
They ask you first.
Yeah.
Is she okay with this? Have you spoken to her?
No, but what I'm saying is, all these proposals, they're never supposed to be that much of a surprise. Like, you should see it coming, that this is where we're heading.
Had those kind of
this is where we're heading.
Do you know, like,
you know, we want to get married to each other.
But I think the surprise, let me hold brief for the guys. I think the surprise part is that you know it's going to happen, you just don't know when.
Yes.
Hence why people cry and be a little bit dramatic, like, oh my God, are you serious?
You don't know when and how.
I saw one yesterday, the guy, they bought white. The guy kneels down and proposes to her. I think they went for some sightseeing. And she throws her apple at him and says, shut up, that's not true. And he's like, I'm serious. Cleans the apple and she now says, and then jumps on him. So yes, the element of surprise maybe works for a lot of people. Because, you know, women, we can be a little dramatic.
Like you said, Dia.
See, the surprise is not that he proposed. The surprise is that he proposed the way he proposed at the time he proposed. But they would have definitely, like, spoken. He would have known. He would have asked his questions. Don't do diligent. You understand what I'm saying? You know?
Well,
not just that we've been chilling and then one day, marry me.
Marianne, listen to this. This is what I think. Those people that cry during proposals, right? I'm sure they are crying because, man, they've been waiting for this.
They've been waiting.
Like,
it don't
like,
take
4-3 years. And the guy finally sees this dream and you're like, hey, God. Hey,
oh my God, this is what I tell you. Hey. Praising the
really?
Lord.
Anyway, let's go to that story. So the story says a man was left devastated after his girlfriend of 4 years returned his engagement ring just a day after accepting to marry him. Now, I can't play that video, but it happened in a public place. And there was so much pressure. Say yes. And everybody brings out their phone. They want to, paparazzi and all that. But then after the girl returned the ring, this is a post that somebody put up. The girl was proposed to yesterday, Sunday. That day was Sunday. Mm. And then on Monday, this post was put up. Being her birthday, it was her birthday. And so he proposed to her. How sweet. Anyway, she accepted the ring only to return it on Monday morning with the reason that she's not ready to settle down now. That's why I brought up the issue of reading the room. After 4 years of relationship and... Listen to this part. The guy has been sponsoring her education and was also taking care of her bills and all of that, all the bills of her family members for 4 solid years.
Can you pay my bills?
So I'm going to ask a question and then the phone lines will blow up.
Bigger house, exterior, ulterior, interior motives.
No, I'm asking.
Interior design.
When you get in a relationship and you pay bills not just for the person you're in love with, you start footing the bills of their family members. Are you doing it because you want them to marry you at the end of the day, or you're doing it because you love them?
It depends on who you are.
Are you giving the ring to her because this should be your payment for all the good that you've done to her, for her and her family members? Are you expecting her to say yes because of what you have done for her? Because I always ask the question, when we do stuff for our significant other, are we doing it because of what we want to get out of the relationship, or we're doing it because it's love? Would you do the same for your friend, your best friend, your best buddy? Or you're doing it because you're in a love relationship with a person? Straight up question. I want to hear your thoughts. No right answers, no wrong answers. I want to hear from your different perspectives. So join the conversation. 0700-993-993 or the ladies, call me 01465-7190. When the guy they pay your bills, baby DSTV, baby my car, baby Dubai, baby my phone, and he keeps giving you baby my fees, baby my house rent.
Oh baby.
And then he says marry me, and you say I'm not ready.
Ew.
And then he says after all I've done
you're
for you.
You're wicked.
So you see, I'm asking you.
The baby's wicked, seriously.
So if a guy is paying your bills,
yes,
you're in a relationship, but you don't want to settle down with him. Maybe because of something that you've seen that you cannot live with. Mm-hmm. What makes you wicked?
So
you are wicked.
Listen now. It's okay. You know you don't want to settle with this guy, but you keep taking everything
you
he's
are
giving
wicked.
To you. You're a wicked person.
You are not only wicked.
Why
you
don't
do
you
witchcraft.
Say, please stop doing this for me? I don't want to be with you.
You are ogbanje yourself.
You're taking everything?
You are in the marine kingdom.
You're a wicked person.
Excuse me. You've lived abroad. We've all lived abroad. People date for dating. When it comes to marriage, they might not necessarily marry you. So all the things that you shared in the time that you were dated, is it because you are evil? Are you just taking... Some people prefer to date a person and they don't see you as a married material. And I'm not in any way making a case for those people. But this is the reality of life.
Why do you stay in a long-term relationship?
It's not a loveless relationship.
No, in a long time. Why do you stay in a long-time relationship?
Maybe because she's young. Because the girl in the video is young.
Like this person said, they've been in a relationship for 4 years.
And she's really young.
Well, you're wasting this guy's time. He's not going to be in a relationship with you for 4 years.
He's not wasting your time?
No. He wants to marry you. Why you don't want to marry him?
I like how I'm pressing you and you're just jumping.
To
be very honest.
You're wasting his time.
This is where communication comes in.
Exactly.
At first, both of you, before getting into anything, you need to make sure that your wants, your needs, your values, everything aligns. Why are we here? I want to date because I want to date. I want to date because I'm looking forward to settling down and being married eventually. If both of you want different things, you say bye.
I want to go with you because there are people who are in relationships, and when you ask them because people just want to be booed up. They're not looking
they
at long term.
What?
A lot of girls don't.
Yes. Yeah, but you have to be honest with yourself. I just want to be booed up.
I know.
Like, I want to have bae.
Have you ever heard of catching feelings when you said you were just going to be friends with benefits?
Yes.
Good. Have you also heard well, what are we doing? We're just hanging.
Tell me what
are we?
And then,
yeah, like
and then halfway down the line, he wants to marry you, and you're like, but that was not the plan. I'm not saying I know what happened in this relationship, but what if? 0700 993 993 993.
She was weak.
Hello, what's up, Lagos? We lost that call. Please call us back if you can. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yes.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Badagry.
All right, go ahead. What do you think?
What you are discussing is very important.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Mr. Simon from Badagry.
Okay.
Now, I dated a girl for... I trained a girl that is a nurse for about 4 or 5 years, okay? And at the end of the day, I met the girl and I said, I don't want to do boyfriend or girlfriend again. I want to settle with you. I told this girl and I took wine, drink, everything to the family. I was rejected. He says my mother said I should not marry somebody from the north. I said, I'm from Benue State, from Ogadigbo local government. I'm not from the north, but I sponsor you during your
nursing,
medical, whatever,
yeah.
And I love nurses. But she refused. So, and as she refused me now, I said, okay, well, no problem. Let me to go home and marry my own trans person.
Hmm.
And that's how I'm married today. I have 6 graduates and
wow,
I'm
happily married.
Congratulations. And,
yes, I'm happily married. When you are discussing this, you people have been a blessing to many people.
Aww.
But some of us cannot reach out to you. I'm a regular listener to your program, but
thank
this
you.
Year, that is not together.
Oh, thank
so
you so much.
I want
much
to advise
calling.
That, just to round up my talk, I want to thank God that today I'm married. I have a few graduates to the glory of God.
Wow.
Mm. And I thank God for what is happening. So that guy there should not bother about the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, they are useless. They don't need, they don't rely. They only want to collect.
Okay. Well, again, I don't think useless is the word to use on the lady. There are reasons.
Useful.
There might be reasons. Like I said, we're not there when these bedroom conversations are had.
You heard what he said. He paid
yes.
the girl's nursing school fees.
Exactly.
And the mom now says, don't marry. Where was the mom when he was paying the school fees?
Exactly. So these are conversations that need to be had, because I keep asking people, for a gentleman, I know you love the girl and you want to show her that you love her, but those things, those monies you're doling out, are they investments? Do you consider them investments? If you do, then don't pay that much. Find out what it is that you want out of the relationship and put it on the table. When you get into,
fantastic,
if I get into a relationship
yeah.
tomorrow, if I decide now that I'm ready, I want to do a relationship tomorrow, mm-hmm. I'm putting all my cards on the table because I'm not here to mess about.
That's
yes.
how it's supposed
but
to be.
But then people, oh, we're human beings, people get carried away. It could have just been a high school love sweetheart thing,
oh, yeah.
just having
yeah.
a good time.
Carried
and maybe
away.
At first she was okay with the idea of marriage.
Carry
you
me,
know, we talk about when we have kids, but when we have kids, now dawns on you and you say, 4 years down the line, this guy has changed. He's not the guy that's...
It will happen.
But why don't you walk away? That's the good question that you ask. Why don't you walk away and save him the trouble?
Thank you.
Instead of collecting the rent?
And
taking all. I mean. But we're still taking your thoughts and your comments. It's What's Up Lagos. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. What's Up Lagos?
Hey. What's up? Cheers to life. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Okay, so my name is Kome. I'm calling from Ikorodu. First time caller.
Oh, Kome!
Welcome.
We love you, Kome. All right, go ahead.
Kome, come here.
Okay, so you see, the thing is this. Human beings, we are inherently selfish. Right? We might try to pretend we're not, but inherently we're all selfish. And so... yes, so I'm paying your bills and everything. Like you said, you should have put the cards on the table right from day one.
Yes.
And say, look, I'm not interested in just a fling here.
Mm-hmm.
I like you. I think I love you. And I would like to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but sometimes they're just friends and something deeper.
Yeah.
You know, a deeper connection happens.
Mm.
And then you realize, oh, I realize I can't live without this person.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to take this next level.
Mm.
You know? Now, I'm an affectionate person.
Aww, I can tell.
Person. And I will show you. And I'm doing these things not because I feel entitled that I'm paying for you, uh-huh. but I think it's part of the deal to take care of you because I want to marry you.
Yeah, Kome, so Kome, I'm so sorry to come in, but you said you're doing it because you want to marry me. Did you let me know early enough that you want to marry me? Do you chip it in all the conversation so you can see my body language to ascertain if I really do want to marry you and I'm just going ahead with the ride because you're paying my bills?
No, see, the thing is this. It might start out as just a casual thing, but as we progress, the body language changes and you should be able to read my body language as well.
Thank you.
No. You see, this is the problem. This is why relationships are complicated. Just reading your body language might not be my thing.
You guys.
I'd probably want you to be expressive enough to tell me exactly what you want. Same thing for women. Men say women are complicated, so ask.
The thing is this. I've been in a number of relationships before I got married. Mm-hmm. And from the get-go, I tell you, look, we're just doing this thing. It's not a... We're not... The day you tell me I love you, you're gone. Ground rules.
Come on.
Right? Yeah, I'm telling you, that's how I was. I always liked the ground rules.
Hmm.
But when it got to the point where I knew that, though, this has gone beyond just play, I let the girls know, babe, I don't get feelings past waiting I talk first, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this going to work? And she says, no. I said, fine. Let's be friends. And we stopped right there.
Okay,
so when I'm doing all these things for you, I let you know, and then at the end of the day, I'm sure that guy, in the 4 years that he was doing all this, must have let the babe know, and then she now says, no, I can't marry you. After accepting publicly. It's not fair.
All right. Thank you, Kome, because we have to take other calls. But Nancy, you want to say something?
Yes. So, Marianne, this is not rocket science. It's not rocket science at all. Are these ladies saying they don't know when a man has feelings for them?
No, romantic feelings for them. People have romantic feelings and they're not married. Okay.
No, you're not getting the point.
No, there is no room for assumptions.
You're not assuming. If a guy, as a woman...
I have feelings for you. I have feelings for you. Kai, get out.
To be honest.
No, to be honest,
it's always good to come, like to always talk about these things. Let's come. Okay, fine. Maybe we started out and we said, okay, we're just doing this to be booed up. You need to come back and reevaluate and be like, okay, you know, you are spending a lot
Checking
of money on perfume. You're doing this, you're doing
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
You do realize that I still stand on where
Thank
I was.
Thank you.
Has it changed for you?
For you.
You will say, yeah. No, you should even come and be like, okay, look.
It's okay. I like how you guys think that
this is how life should be.
No, I believe
but
in communication.
But you also forget that we live in a world where girls are just... materialistic. Unfortunately, I'm a girl too. I'm a lady, not a girl.
You're a material girl?
You're a material girl?
No, I said this is how girls have become. This is what's happening in today's world.
True that.
So they would rather not say a thing and just go with the flow. So you, the man, you are the one spending the money, sir.
So those girls that are not saying anything are going with the flow, they are wicked.
No,
you can't also see, that's what I'm saying.
Somebody's
Human
paying your school fees.
We're all not the same. Life in itself
is not scholarship now.
No, ma.
It's communication.
Did she beg you for the money?
Why would you take money that doesn't belong to you and not ask you?
Simple question. Did she ask you for the money? You say, I'm doing it because I love you. Okay. But did you add that? I love you and I may want to marry you. That's why I'm doing it. No.
Do you get?
Who's loving you and not wanting to marry you at the end of the day?
Are you kidding? He just said that on the call. He likes you, but then he doesn't want to go the long haul. We're just here for the chills.
Man, things are happening.
0700-993-993-993. We have just about 3 minutes. Let's just read some messages on WhatsApp and then we'll take one more call on this matter and then we'll go for our commercial break. Let's go.
Okay, so we have someone who said, please quit blaming the girl. Now the guy no grease smart up, or as they say, shine eye for 4 years. Anyhow, if you want to help, then help. Any help that comes with conditions is no help at all. It's calculation and strategy. Don't know why men still indulge such tactics. And I'm a guy who I'd never do such. Besides, didn't he get any... you know, any fellowship during the time? If he did,
I like
he
fellowship.
Still got something. Now, if he didn't, and lastly, anybody can change their mind at any time.
Exactly.
She should have liked the guy, but later,
it could be anything. She could have visited the family and didn't like something about the family. It could have been anything.
Am I old school?
Yes, you are.
Perhaps.
Very old school.
I think I'm
Nancy,
old
I'm saying this on the radio. You're like, very old school. And you're the youngest person I know that's old school. anyway. No, but it's okay to be traditional.
Yeah, yeah,
I used to be a very traditional, conventional girl, but something snapped in me.
I think I'm traditional, but...
Let's take another one. And
so
then
we have Kelly from Lekki who said, what do you girls really want?
Question.
How do you know the one and what makes you think he's the one? He's not the one and she's been dating him with all the goodies, emotions, affection, fellowship, and she even accepted the ring. Person no feel understand do now. Wallahi.
It's the same thing that women will say for guys. Although for guys, when they want to marry, it's just who's available.
Wow.
Half the time.
It shocked me.
It shocked
me
too. Yes,
because he's ready at that time. So whoever is the first to
say,
you know,
yes,
he goes.
Wow.
Very few guys are that extra.
Wow.
You know. But then the woman is not about who's available. It's who she's okay with.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So we think differently. Men are like a stack of books like this, you know, horizontally, you know. But women, we have, we're like a stack, just one on top of the other, and then just
she's
scattered.
Gone all Steve Harvey on
that's
us
the logic.
Now. You've gone all Steve Harvey on us now.
Okay. All right. Let's take one more call. I don't think we have time for that call. We'll just take one more message and then wrap it up.
Okay, so we have Afrigogo from Obalende who said, public proposal is a bandit, Joe, not today. She did well by returning the ring, though. After all, she can pay him back all the money he spent for her when she starts working.
Mm.
How many of them will want to do that? That's another conversation on its own.
Pay him back.
Exactly. We had to go. It's time for the break.
More news and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are live in Lagos and the show is
What's Up Lagos?
Yes, it's What's Up Lagos. Now, I did tell you on the other side of the clock that we will be talking about sex education for kids. So the kids are going to be home for a long time before the September, you know, resumption. What do the kids need to know about their bodies? It's very important. We keep hearing these increased cases of sexual abuse for kids, for babies even.
Very sad.
We even see adults having these same cases. And sometimes half of these perpetrators were people who were abused themselves. And so it becomes like a recurring cycle of sorts. But how do you change it, you know, the tides is to catch them young. So how do you do it? I'm not an expert. Nancy's not an expert. Isoken is not an expert.
Okay.
But we do have an expert in the studio who will be talking to us. If you're a parent, intended parent, an adult, you're a teacher, you're somebody who, you're a carer, this conversation is for you. So I need you to come close to the radio. In the studio, we're being joined by Irene Bangle. She is a child sex education coach. She's also in lots of things, but today she wears that hat. Irene came all the way from Abuja to join us in the studio today. Live to have this conversation. Irene, it's so good to have you join us.
Yes, so it's so good to be here. Hello, Nancy, Soken, and Mimi, and everyone in Lagos. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. Well, she didn't pass the vibe check, did she?
Calm down now.
She didn't pass the vibe check. All right. Let's do this again. All right, build it up. All right, let's go. Give it to us. One, two, go.
What's up, Lagos?
That's it. So the obvious question for everybody is, why do we have to have this conversation? Why have the talk? Why is sex education for kids that important? I ask because I'm from the 80s, and in the 80s, our parents found it a bit preposterous to have these conversations with kids. You know, you'd hear things like, if a man touches you, you'll be pregnant. If you play with boys, you'll be pregnant. you know, so, but they didn't get to the crux of it. And they didn't necessarily spell it out. So a couple of us were lucky because we had very progressive parents at the time. But some of us had to learn in school or from friends. And sometimes those conversations were not clear. And that's why I'm starting this conversation by asking why.
So first and foremost, you know, it's good for us to also look back at what our childhood was and some of the crazy mistakes that we made. When your parents didn't tell you, what did you hear? Now, looking back, you know, you think about some of the things we did as young people and you literally cringe. I know that if you knew better, you would do better. So two things stand out. Number one is sexual abuse. Children need to be taught so that they can be equipped to prevent or manage sexual abuse incidents. You know, it's heartbreaking when someone says I was abused for 4 or 5 years and my parents didn't know.
Yeah.
That's mind-numbing. What? Mm-hmm. These are your primary caregivers. So what was missing? Didn't the child know that was abuse? Didn't the child know what to do when it started so that it could be stopped early on? So the first part is preventing sexual abuse. But the second part is exploration. Humans will explore. So that means that a child would touch another child in their private part in school.
Yes.
When they don't know to do better. And so there's layers of exploration from when they're young. And then there's layers when puberty kicks in. The kind of decisions they would make it based on what they know. So it was so beautiful just meeting Wemimo saying she's a boy mom and she's passionate about this talk because a bigger percentage of boys out there have no guide on these things. And so we are labeling them and judging them for their lack of regulating their emotions when the real question is, who taught them to do otherwise? Do they have any other information to work with? So it's two things basically. How do we prevent sexual abuse from occurring or reducing the frequency? And then how do we teach children so that when curiosity begins to drive them, they're making responsible decisions? Because, you know, even if they're ignorant, there are still consequences. So for the teenage girl whose friend told her that you'll have bigger hips when you have intercourse, she's done it. She can't quite measure it. She's pregnant or she has an STD. Oh. The consequences are already there.
And they come faster.
Yeah, they come fast. So there's no excuse that, oh, it was based on wrong knowledge. It was based on wrong thinking. She didn't know to do better. The consequences are actually biological. Whether you knew to do better or not, the consequences kick in. So how do we help our children make their own personal decisions with quality knowledge in a wholesome way?
And that's why we're here to have that conversation.
Yeah, that's why we're here, sis.
I love this conversation. I'm not a parent yet. I look forward to it. But I like to have these kinds of conversations. I like to be the cool aunt because kids naturally gravitate to me. I kid you not.
You're the cool aunt, Mary.
Yes, she looks like it. She's a cool aunt.
I know. My brother's kids are going to have, you know, a blast. But I like it when kids can come to me and I have the answers.
Yes.
And the right answers and not the ones that their parents would say, who told you that? You know? So I want to learn. So how do we go about it? Because again, let's talk about the awkwardness of it all.
Yes. Awkward conversation.
Yes, yes.
The awkwardness of it all.
Yes.
Now, for me, it wasn't so awkward. It was still, you know, as a kid, you were still cringe and say, oh, mommy, why are you saying that? But you know, I had some level of friendship with my mom, so when she was saying it, I was embarrassed, but it was interesting.
Yes,
you know. So, but then other kids are just like, "Oh, mom, please no, or no, dad." Especially if you are a single parent and you're a man.
Yes,
men have it very difficult to have this conversation. So let's start with the men, the awkwardness that comes with being a single dad.
Okay, so let me just start by saying that it's not supposed to be awkward. The very idea that, let's say, you can cook egusi, or let me say you can cook afang. Your mom taught you how to cook afang. You know all the
shenanigans, darling,
right?
I know.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not going to ask Nancy. I'm going to ask Isoken. If somebody walked in here and said they have a full bag of grocery for you to cook afang, that's going to be awkward. Am I correct?
Yes.
If you've not, do you get the idea?
Yes, I do. Because she has no idea.
Yes. So you would like it served in a bowl, but don't ask me to make it. You get it. Even if they say all the ingredients are, you don't ask me to make it. I use that example to show that if our parents had taught us how to do it, it won't be awkward.
Yeah.
And so knowledge literally takes the awkwardness away. So my first daughter is 11 and she can just walk into me and say, mommy, I had another crush again in church today.
Aww.
We say it because now we know that, oh, this is a biological reaction happening in her brain. She doesn't need to be embarrassed about it. It's not a sin to have a crush. It's an emotion. We also know what to do when we have those emotions. Now, I probably wouldn't be able to do that when I was younger. So when knowledge comes, it takes away the awkwardness. Now, let's come to single dads. Single dads, it's a very peculiar situation. You know, mothers know how to wing it and children will be fine. But a father sitting down to say, so it will come out of your vagina. I mean, it feels, you can, hey, it will come out of your private part for a girl, you get the idea.
Yeah.
It can feel really awkward.
Yeah.
But I want to say two things. Fathers need to build a relationship with their daughters where they know that we're doing this together. I'm mom and dad. So I don't want you to feel embarrassed about let's not bring in the emotion. Let's just deal with it.
But first you have to build that relationship with your children to be open to you.
Yes. Yes.
The reason why I'm saying this is because a couple of people I rolled with when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, didn't have that open channel to have this conversation with their parents. So even when they were being abused by a family member, they couldn't open up to their parents.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So that, one of the things I tell parents is that before you start having the talk, build the relationship. The relationship is the fuel. The relationship is actually the feel for it. So when father, so I mean, I have this primary school classmate whose dad used to make her hair in school.
Aww,
she actually lives in Lagos now, and I see her on Instagram. But that's the memory I have from, of her from primary school. I don't know if he was a single dad, but I remember him coming to school and he'll sit her down and he'll weave her hair, pack, you know, pick her stuff, put her in the car. So with that kind of bonding, they can talk about anything.
Yeah.
And so let's say there's a single father listening to us. He doesn't quite know whether he's bonding right. He wants to talk. I think it's just establishing that I'm one person in the world that really looks out for you. And I kind of want the best for you. I may not have gotten other things right, but you're at this point in your life where you need some information from me. Even with couples, I tell them that father's roles in the lives of girls, for instance, is significant.
Very, very.
You know, as we're growing up, there's a tendency for us to think that mothers overreact. So if sex education is had by mothers alone, children underestimate the importance. Until a father kind of wheels in. So if a father creates a vision for it, let's say they have a family hangout where the dad says, you know this, you're, so I look at my child, the father looks at the child who is 10, 11 and says, sweetheart, your body's changing. There are many things beginning to happen. Hygiene is critical for you. Like he picks the bullet point, then allows mommy to fill in the gap. The child listens to both of them as a combo. Do you get the idea? So it makes it solid. So when fathers are not talking, children think it's one of those dramatic things that mothers
I know, like, oh, mommy, you're here again to
Yes. So, and so for single fathers, build that relationship, but also look for your sister. They would eventually still need a female. So build in those micro details. But they need to have such a relationship that the kids can come back. So my mom was a single mom. So I grew up with her siblings. So it's her older brother that bought my first part for me. So he's the one that talked me, said, are you on? Do you want to come back? Do you get? He didn't tell me the micro details. He didn't give me the micro details. But he was so he was there for me in that way. So even if you're a single dad, start the conversation, build the structure, and then look for maybe your younger sister or someone at church you trust.
Whoever,
whoever, a female around you who you can trust, has the same values as you. Because a big part of sex education is values as well. And so it's not just what is happening in your body, but how to make decisions, what to drive your decisions. So I think that could work.
So very important to break the ice, to break the awkwardness, there has to be pre-knowledge.
Yes.
So It trickles. So if your parents had that talk with you, it makes it easier for you as a parent
to have that
talk with you.
Yes.
So in a case where you did not have that talk, your parents never ever told you, you picked it up from the streets, this conversation we're having is for you.
It's for you,
It's for you.
It's for you,
So I think what's really jumped out for me is friendship with your kid or your children, giving that open door policy and making your children able to tell you anything. And I think maybe in my days I was called flippant because I could tell my parents anything. Everything you must tell your mom.
Because
they let us. So if somebody touched me, I would be able to say that person touched me wrongly, or I did not like, you know, how that person touched me. So let's skip to the good part. Now, well, in telling the children, I want to hear you tell. Because I'm sure everybody's listening. So now that you have said we break the ice, okay, my children are my friends. How do I, where do I start?
Okay.
What do I say first?
Okay, so first and foremost, I want to really help all the parents listening to us. Sex education is not intercourse education.
Because we can mix it up. There's a tendency of mixing
Sex education is not intercourse education. So this is my definition of sex education. I bet the first time you heard the word sex was when you were filling a form. It has to do with gender.
Yeah.
So sex education is really about teaching each child how to live in the gender they were born in. So for the boys, it's different. Your body is going to change. You're going to have these emotional reactions. And this is what abuse looks like for you. This is, so I'm just giving you a general scope. So it has nothing to do with intercourse. There's a time when you have to teach your children about intercourse. But it's not all the time. Because again, sex education always has to be age appropriate.
Absolutely.
Very important.
So absolutely.
It has to be age appropriate. So there's an age where you can do that, but the, it's not the beginning of sex education.
So the beginning is telling them about their gender.
I'm going to tell you bit by bit. I'm going to tell you.
I like this. I'm excited.
So I've designed a framework for sex education in an age appropriate way.
Oh.
And so the age grouping for me is 3 to 5, 6 to 8, 9 to 11, 12 to 14, 15 to 17.
Wow.
I'll take it again. 3 to 5, 6 to 8, 9 to 11, 12 to 14, 15 to 17. You see, those five age groups have different realities. From body changes to pressure to risks they're exposed to. The information is different. For example, you should be talking to a child at age 9 about their period. But if you're saying it at 15, something
it's
is
too
off.
Late. It's a bit late.
Do you get my point? And then the third thing I want to add before I get into the phases is that the law of first mention is very critical for sex education. The law of sex first mention is critical. So whether they are core terms or anything, if you can't, let your children hear from you first. Because anyone that tells them first chooses the color that that concept takes. So if you're the first person that talks to your children about intercourse, if I talk to my daughters about intercourse, they don't want to have it. Because I'm telling them it's commitment for the girls. It makes you feel like you're in. For the boys, you don't they don't feel that way. So a girl shows up to have intercourse for love. The boy is there, but he's not there for love. So the best place to have intercourse is at the point of marriage where the man has made a commitment already. And you've made a commitment. You see? But if a friend tells them, it's going to be like, hey, that boy that likes in class, don't worry, it's nothing. I mean, you have to be matured now. If you're not doing this, there's something missing. So I say it first. I say it first, and I give you the color that I want it to. So I tell them, so let me not go ahead of myself. So let me say, where do we start from? I tell parents that children from 0 to 2, comprehension is not very smooth. So you're 100% responsible for your child. You leave them in the crèche, you pick them up after school, you clean them up, you check for bruises, you make sure you're leaving them with someone you can absolutely trust. I also have a concern with leaving babies with caregivers at home alone with a maid. Right? Because if a child less than 2 is abused,
you know,
the child may not have a memory of it.
Might not even be able to express it.
The child may not know it happened, but the brain knows. Trauma sticks in the body. So there are people on earth who go around, they have a lot of issues that have not been resolved. They can't place what the issue is, but it's a traumatic experience they were already exposed to. So they're dealing with the trauma without being able to
explain
what it is. And so when you now come to age 3 to 5, that age group needs to know 3 things. They need to know the names of their parts of the body. They need to know all the names. And there are no nicknames, right? There are no nicknames. Real names for real parts. So that if something happens, they can say what happened. You get the idea? So it's real names. That's number one. Number two, we teach them body boundaries. Body boundaries means the private part, the public part. Private part, nobody touches you there. But also, you don't touch anybody.
There too, because you know, it's not enough to say, don't touch me.
Don't touch anybody.
You're doing the touching.
You two don't touch anybody. Then don't watch anybody touch themselves. Do you get the idea? So it's the body boundary. I'm dealing with the private parts now. You know, I heard a woman say something very disturbing about an auntie used to make her touch her. It's crazy. And so she asked me, Irene, when we tell kids, don't let people touch you. You know, we hardly ever frame the fact that someone can get the child to touch them. And so when some parents pick their children at home and say, oh, did anybody touch you? No, and nobody did. Because the person compelled them
to do the touching.
Oh, dear God.
Also, when we're talking about don't let anybody touch you, we make it an adult and a children's thing, but it's not always the case.
Kids touch kids.
Kids touch kids. Older kids touch younger kids. Younger kids touch older kids.
Wow.
So it's about saying, no, there's no, everybody, please, can we all own our hands and keep it to ourselves? Then there's a part of seeing as well. don't watch, you know, this is the digital age. Don't watch people that are, you're not supposed to see people naked. So when I teach children, I tell them that everybody's body is private to them.
Yeah.
So when they are inside the toilet, don't peek, because people, as you grow older, you will know that you want to own your personal space.
Yes, yeah. Very important.
So we start early to tell them, your body is your personal space. Nobody should see you. So if somebody brings a picture of naked people, we've disrespected those naked people, because their private body is supposed to be for
their
private alone.
Yes, for their privacies.
Do you get the idea? Yeah. So that's private part. But when also comes the public part, which is sometimes unrelated, is that ask people if it's okay to hold their hands.
Yes.
Because if you start teaching, is it okay if I can hug you? Is it okay if I hold this? And then you take it to items. Is it okay if I use your cup? That reinforces their own personal space.
Yeah.
So you can see something seemingly unrelated is giving, providing the building blocks for their own private spaces.
I love this conversation and I like where it's going. But we have to go for a quick break. When we come back, we still have Irene Bangle in the studio. In case you're just joining us, it's WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anacon. Irene Bangle is a child sex educator, and she's talking today about the importance of educating the kids as small or as young as two. And so you will be getting an opportunity to ask her questions and share your experiences after the break. Stay with us. It's to WhatsApp Lagos, 30 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour, and we are talking about child sex education. It's very important. It might sound a bit far away from you, but if you have kids, or you live around kids, or you work around kids, or you intend to have kids, you need this conversation. And we still have in the studio Irene Bangle, who is a child sex educator. She's a childhood friend of mine. We grew up together. We've come a long way.
She calls you mean.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was.
So, yes. We have been going through, you know, the process, and we were talking about the kids from 2 to 5.
3 to 5,
three
actually.
3 to 5, yes. And, you know, how to have that conversation, what to tell them.
Yes.
Most importantly, it's not enough to tell your children not to touch other people, or rather not to allow people to touch them, but you also have to tell them not to touch other people. Mm. It's very important. Yes. Irene, we're going to have to speed this up because people are itching to call and ask questions. So let's go.
Okay, so I'm going to run through this very quickly. Two more things very quickly for 3 to 5. I've talked about parts and body boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
The next part is people. Did you know that if a relative touches your child, they fear it's causing an issue with the relationship?
Yeah.
So we have to tell them that if anybody means anybody,
mm-hmm.
anybody means any gender, anybody means anybody.
Anybody.
So if anybody makes you feel uncomfortable, touches you, I want to know. And then finally, we need to teach them places smartness.
Hmm.
When you go to church, when it's time to go to the bathroom. So for different children's churches have different settings. Mm. So settings where the bathroom is inside the classroom are safer because the teacher is teaching and one child walks into the toilet and walks out.
Yeah.
But now in a situation where they have to go to an area, only you in the bathroom at the time, make sure the caregiver coming after you is a female. Or if they're still helping you clean your bum, they don't wipe you more than 4 times. Because I don't know what you're wiping again after it's more than 4. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So we start to teach things like when we go for birthday parties, we use the toilet in the sitting room where everyone is.
Mm.
Even if we're familiar with that home, we go there for sleepover. We don't just find our way upstairs to our best friend's room to use the toilet. Stay where everyone can see you. And simple things like on the playground, in school, play where a teacher can sight you. Because when abuse wants to happen, there is let's go to the bathroom, let's go to the toilet.
Yeah.
So make sure wherever you are, you can see a minder and a teacher, and they can see you too. Now, with the right conversation, the children will know that this is about their safety. 6 to 8 year olds is everything you teach 3 to 5, especially if you didn't start the conversation. But two things stand out for them. They are the talking age bracket.
Mm.
So they talk a lot in school. they ask body questions, and so they expose themselves to risk of hearing things that are inappropriate. Mm. The biggest problem you have with 6 to 8 is they'll go and hear something that was not on the dial for them.
Mm.
So for 6 to 8, you tell them all body questions you ask mommy. If a classmate comes to ask you a question in class that has to do with body, tell them to talk to the teacher or their caregivers.
Mm.
Then the second thing for them is they're trying to make connections with relationships. So if you have a 6 to 8 year old, that's the age that they start to say, your husband is calling you, your wife is calling, instead of mommy is calling your daddy. I'm telling you, those kids are weird. And so it is easy for them to think that the boy beside them is their husband. Or the girl beside them. So they want to get married very quickly in that class.
Yeah, I know.
And so they want to do wedding, and they want to play mommy and daddy. So that's the age group we start to gist them about our traditional marriages.
Mm.
The journey. How many years dating? In teaching them about the ceremony, you're trying to ask them, did you do that for the person beside you? If you didn't, they're not your wife, they're not your husband.
Exactly.
Do you get the idea? Mm-hmm. So can you imagine something like gisting your kids about your wedding being part of sex education?
Mm. Mm.
Yes, it is.
It's a subtle, subliminal kind of.
It's giving them perspective to it.
Mm.
And then number three, the third age group, which is where it gets interesting, 9 to 11 year olds, they're on the verge of puberty.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones are tough.
So you have to give them the whole 9 yards. And the whole 9 yards means your body's changing. These changes are going to be biological. They're happening to you physically, but they're happening in your brain. In fact, I teach them that it actually starts in your brain. And so it's like this. In 10 years' time, in 20 years' time, you're going to be an adult.
Mm.
So there are things that the adult body can do. Your body's getting ready to do that. So if there's a girl, I say, what are the things the adult body can do? So they'll say, the adult body can get pregnant, can breastfeed. I say, beautiful. So your breast is going to grow. Hey, so, you know, so that...
Yeah.
I say, but it's a journey. It's like an 11-year journey. It's growing. Just because it has started growing doesn't make you an adult.
Mm.
You're in a journey. It's like you're building a 10-story building. It will take you 10 years.
Mm.
And so the foundations... I say, so the things that will happen in your body now... at maybe 10%, but it happens in adult body at 100%.
Mm.
One of it is that adults fall in love.
Mm.
So your brain is going to start making connections, and that's where you start to have crushes. So I tell them that, but crushes are like when you're trying to start a car that is not well warmed. It goes ki-ki-ki-ki and goes off. Crushes are not designed to last.
Mm.
They're intense emotions that are not designed to last.
Fleeting.
Very fleeting, right? Mm. But the things we do that makes them stay longer.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them I teach them is, if you're talking to your friends about the crush, it's going to go longer. They're going to be excited. Crushes thrive on excitement.
Mm-hmm.
Other people's excitement, your excitement. That's why I tell my daughter, I'm the one to talk to when you have a crush.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a parent, what do I do when she tells me? When she tells me, tell me, what do you like about him? So if he goes, his haircut is this, I say, baby girl, it's got to be more. Is that what other people are saying about him? Is that what the teachers... Is this how he treats you? This is how he treats everyone. I'm teaching her what she may not hear from me when she's in uni.
Yeah.
About how we make boy decisions right in that moment.
Wow.
I'm also building the relationship that I can tap into at that time.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to teach her, you know, like my daughter would say, would daddy say that to you? Would daddy... Do you get the point?
Yeah.
And so I'm telling her this. I've been in boot camps with my girls. I do boot camps for girls. So a girl will say, my mom said having a crush is a sin. I say, go and ask her. Tell her that Miss Irene said she had a number of crushes before she got married. And sometimes when I am doing it on the virtual call, the mothers are at the back laughing. And once I can't remember, I say, try. And so I tell them that you're going to have several crushes. In school, in church, in the neighborhood. I said, God designed this thing. He's not confused.
Mm.
Your body's just learning to make connections. Now, the real work is to not act on it. I tell them that I believe that God designed it to be fleeting because the emotions are intense. If it lasts for too long, you would compromise.
Mm.
I said, so if you tell a friend and she's all excited, you know how those things that happen, to write a note to tell the boy.
Yeah.
Now the boy knows you have a crush. There's expectation of relationship. There's expectation of cornering. Yes. You will know what is wrong, but you don't have the resilience because the emotion is overwhelming.
Yes, yes.
Do you get the idea? So that's why my daughter can walk into the... It's now fun. Mommy, I had another crush today because it's like so the thing has the circuit has turned on again. Do you get my point? And so even when her friends, I try to bring my daughter's friends because you can't isolate like this conversation. Is you're raising a generation. You're right. You know, when Marianne said I was coming today, I couldn't stop thinking about her mom. You see, on Saturday mornings in Calabar, her mom used to take us for a Sunday school with full gospel. My first experience with Pentecostalism was in her home. And so it's with a lot of honesty that I'm sitting down here today, and I'm just remembering how she took in all of us.
Yeah.
Do you get that? I don't know if you understand.
Yeah.
And we were, at the time, we're not still living in the same neighborhood. They've moved neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And her mother was still reaching out to us. So I bring my daughter's friends in, and my ears are full. There's something to say, two-timing gremlin, three-timing gremlin. That's what they mean by when they're having two, three crushes at the same time.
Wow.
Kids.
And so because they're talking to an adult.
Yeah.
There's no risk. But if they're talking to friends, they'll write notes, they'll be shamed, they'll get into trouble in school, they'll be labeled and so on. But you know, by the time you're looking at 12 to 14 year olds, they're beginning to find agency. They want to know, who should I be listening to?
Wow, this conversation is so sweet, but we have to take calls.
Yes, I
see a lot of people sending in messages, but join the conversation. You're a parent, you're single, whatever. Maybe you have been touched wrongly. You are still maybe harboring that trauma from being touched by a friend, family, or maybe in school, whatever. This conversation is for everybody. Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. For the ladies, 014-657-190. I'll take it again. 014-657-190. It's a conversation for parents, for kids, for teenagers. Don't be ashamed. Call in if you have a question. And for the boy and girl moms, join the conversation. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Okay. All right. Because we do not have time.
I discovered you guys didn't come on the floor.
We do not have too much time. So let's go.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yes.
Good morning. My name is Ibinabo.
Ibinabo, go ahead, please.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't really stay with my parents.
Okay.
Although the early stage of my life, I was with them. But when my dad passed, it was about 27 years ago, I had to go stay with some aunts. Oh, God. Mm. It was hard, but somehow it's reflecting now, and I don't really like it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
What
like,
do you
think? In my disposition, I discover I am being harsh, which is very unlike me. But sometimes when I'm alone, I start asking myself, hey, guy, where did you get this from? Mm-hmm. Then it boils down to the fact that, hey, sometimes when I get home late, it's either some pressing iron is clogged and you have to pull your hand. I don't want to say those nasty things on. It's not something I want to talk about. Like you've been flogged with this big stick and
because we do not have so much time. We will let Irene respond to your message. And I think that he's talking about childhood trauma.
Yes, he's talking about. So we're talking about fathers bonding with their children in order to have sex conversations. So he's saying, I'm a bit hostile at home. He's saying, and this hostility is coming from a place. And so if you can identify that it's coming from a place, then we're halfway through. So number two, I'm going to just advise you, because we don't have all the time, before you react from today, pause and ask yourself, pause and think about what you're thinking at the time, and then question what you're thinking. So what you're doing is an automatic reaction. You're just, the way you were responded to, you're just passing it on to your children. So if you could just stop for a moment and pause and ask yourself, so you came and saw I unplugged, and who did this is your first response. You can pause and say, okay, what's on my mind now? If what's on your mind is to yell, you can say, who is there? Are you ironing? Do you want to unplug it? It's risk. So it will help you at least interrupt yourself before getting into auto mode. Yeah.
Okay, let's take one more quick call before we go for the next commercial break. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? We lost that call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Morning. My name is Osumu.
All right, Joshua, go ahead. You have 1 minute, so we'll have to stick to 1 minute.
She was able to group the things to talk. She was able to group the sex education thing into some age.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask, what are the things we should look out for age, I think, 3 to 5. Yes, I think I'm interested in that, 3 to 5.
I think she did mention it, but maybe
okay,
you can just
quickly. Okay, so just very, very quickly, we're talking to them about their private parts, to know what parts of their body is private, and their real names, no nicknames, all right? Okay. All right, so then number two, I talked about understanding that if anyone touches you inappropriately, anyone means anyone, they can speak up. Number three, people, places, smartness, wherever they go to, what are the simple basic rules they need to know? And then finally, body boundaries. So that's a 3 to 5, yeah.
Well, we'll go for a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be still talking with Iris. It's to What's Up Lagos, 46 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. I am Mary Anna Cohn. In the studio with me, Nancy Sokin, and our guest, Irene Bangor, who is a child sex educator. And she's been talking to us about the importance of teaching our children sex education, why we should continue to maintain the course, because it's not enough to just have the early sex talk. You have to follow through, yeah, and make sure that you're in touch with your kids, no matter how old they are. As long as they still live under your roof, they're still your kids.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we're still taking your thoughts, comments, 0700-993-993-993. Or you can also call, if you're a lady, call 01465-7190. You can send us a WhatsApp message. You can also tweet at us on Nigeria Info at Twitter. At Nigeria Info on Twitter. What's going on with my English, please?
Okay.
And we have questions. So let's quickly put out a question and let Irene do justice to that.
Okay, before the question, quickly, we have a comment from Obi who said, you know this, your facilitator, she's blowing me away. Crush is like a car that's trying to start kicking. Abuse trauma stays in the brain of an infant. Wow.
Mom,
you too much. Yeah. Please, I would like to recommend you to my church, and it's
yes.
Church.
Don't we all want to just take her to our churches,
exactly,
and our schools,
and our schools too?
But there's a question from somebody.
Yes.
Here.
So we have someone who said, "Good morning. In the case of children in boarding school, how do you control them about same gender not touching each other, most especially when bathing in the bathroom and seeing themselves naked?"
Okay, so I think the question, we need to deal with the idea that we think that when same gender have a bath, they start to become attracted to each other. It wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
I went to an all-girls school. I mean, it didn't even occur to us. However, there's so much in the media today. So much on television.
Movies, yeah.
There's so much in movies.
Twisting
narratives. So what we should be doing is that as house parents, we should have mini mentoring circles in schools, boarding schools, where we actually have the sex conversations. Like, we should have weekends where we bring in some teachers that we can trust, because there are teachers in schools that already have a mentoring disposition. They can be trained, and they have the days they come where the girls can ask questions. And don't forget that at the secondary school level, we started going to the 12 to 14 bracket. A primary thing you teach them is about consequences. Decision tree. When you make this, it's going to lead here.
Very true.
Because when they're going through the thick of teenage years, consequences are not close by. Their brain is not developed for them to think
through stuff. The hormones are raging.
Yeah, so you're saying, all right, so let's start. Yeah, so you like him, you tell him, and then what happens? And then what happens? And then what happens? And so you start to expand all the possibilities within their reach. So have you noticed that there were certain things that you would do when you were younger, but once you knew that, oh, you knew better.
No, consequences.
You were not, it wasn't the consequences that people, you know, vague consequences where you say, you never know, you never know. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about real consequences. Like when your parents called you and said, if you enter a lift on your way home, they'll kidnap you, will not see you again. Omo, you're better off trekking.
You'll
be telling yourself that, thank
don't
you.
Worry.
I don't want kidnapped.
I'm fine.
I don't want to become Yam, for example.
I don't want to be on the road.
Do you get the idea?
Yeah.
And so we all just fought because the consequences were clear. And so now in a generation that kids are very logical, where they can talk and you can, people think that the fact that we have a logical generation that we've missed it. No, that's an asset. They can think. Our parents wanted us to switch off our brains.
Yeah.
But these ones, their brains are turned on. And so it means that we can reason.
Yeah.
So this is an age where if you convince your child
you can go to sleep.
Ah, because they're going to do the right thing.
They're going to do the right thing on their own. So 12 to 14 year olds, big picture is decision tree. Yeah. But 15 to 17, we're coming.
We're almost out of time, but let's take some more calls. 0700-993-993-993. What's up, Lagos?
Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello?
Oh, that line is not clear. I don't think he can hear me.
Yeah.
All right. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Just Alive? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Zesha. My name is Chinoy.
Go ahead, Chinoy. You have one minute.
Mine was a different case. The type of sex education my mother gave me, it makes me to be afraid of men.
I get that part. Honestly, I get that part, yeah. So post-marriage?
Chinoye, I'm so sorry. Your line is very, very, very bad. Yeah. We're unable to hear you, so we'll take another call. I'm so sorry. If you can send us a message, please do. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. How work?
Okay. I don't know if you are calling the right show. Please call us if you are. Once you call us, you have a minute. Just go straight to the question so that, you know, the guests can answer. All right, let's take another one. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah. My name is Ben, calling you from Mafuluku. I'm just waiting for me to just have all her details so that I can follow her all through. Well done, madam.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Ben, for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, before we go, I see you have, I want to see what that's called. And then we'll talk quickly about the 18-year-olds.
The 15 to 17.
Those are the big teenagers.
Yes.
Those are the ones that say, Mom, you're disturbing me.
Yes.
So you came with a Body Smart girl bundle.
Yes.
And it reads life skills, self-esteem, Bible-based sex education. And this is a must-have for all girls?
Yes, for all girls.
So what happens to the boys then?
So there are other people that have expertise with boys. For instance, I love it to be men coaching boys.
Okay.
Because men understand. They've journeyed first.
The anatomy of men, they understand.
They understand each other. So when I designed this bundle, I wanted to equip parents along with equipping children. So there's a book for parents, there's a book for kids, and then there's a flashcard, a game, like a conversation card, where girls can ask questions, but parents have a card that give them a hint on how to answer. Our goal is to make sure the conversations are happening at home, and they're happening often. Look, I want us to have homes where children can sit on the dining while eating and tell their parents something they're struggling with sexually.
Absolutely.
Because one of the things I'm learning from God himself is that home is support system.
Yes, it
We're not
be.
Supposed to be doing performance at home.
No,
home
isolation.
Should be where we have issues, we get support. If your daughter goes into a space and likes a boy and the boy's not reciprocating, she shouldn't be talking to friends. She should be talking to you.
To mom, yes.
She should come home to talk to mom, to talk to dad. Because when she talks to friends, they say, try this, try that.
Yeah.
When she should be walking away, when she should be knowing that this person is not worthy of me. And when I talk to children, I tell them, you and your peers are in this situation together. You don't have foresight. You're thick in it.
Yeah,
but your parents have gone past it.
Yeah.
So your parents can give you the best ideas. And so one of the things I do with 15 to 17 year old girls is I tell them to dream. So I tell them, let's dream about you as a single woman. What kind of house are you going to live in? You know, we're living in a society where it looks like everything about girls is marriage.
Yeah.
And so it puts a different kind of pressure for 15, 17 years. Is he going to like me? Will he date me? Does he like me enough to want to sleep with me? We've moved from don't do this to will he want it from me?
Yeah.
And so I'm saying, do your big picture. I mean, last August, during my holiday boot camp with the girls, I told them to dream. Close your eyes. 5 years from now, how old would you be? Describe the house you would live in. And I say, the house you would live in as a single person. Studio apartment, beautiful kitchen. You have a life before you are a wife. So that big picture of dreams, of things you can do without the limitations of this baggage. And so when the girls have a big picture for their life, they choose their purity pathway on their own. Huh. At 15 to 17, they're choosing their purity pathway based on the picture they see in their future. For instance, I'm telling them about their gift and talent. I'm telling them, oh, you could school in this, in Tokyo, you could do this. When we finish doing this big picture, but if you're pregnant, you can't get
you
on
can't
a plane.
Do it. We cannot go further. Unfortunately,
you get the idea. So
time is not on our side.
Thank you.
But
Irene, so
before
much.
We go, everybody wants to get your social media handles. They want to talk to you. So, yes. You know, through the back end. Are you on Instagram?
I'm on Instagram at raisinggirls.ng. At raisinggirls.ng. And when they get on Instagram, I have a free checklist where parents can see all the topics they need to talk per age. So we couldn't do much here today.
Yeah.
So get the checklist. On YouTube, I have a YouTube channel, Raising Girls with Irene Bangle. That's where I answer questions, sex questions that children ask, like, where do babies come from? How do you answer that? I have a video for it. There's a way to answer it for 3 to 5, for 6 to 8, for 9 to 11.
Lovely.
And so forth. So again, Instagram, raisinggirls.ng, but YouTube is Raising Girls with Irene Bangle.
I have had a very eye-opening, very educating.
Thank you.
I mean, I see Nancy saying, hey, today, not today.
Mind-blowing.
I want to say thank you, Irene,
thank
for
you,
choosing to
thank
come
you.
On the show
thank
today
you.
To
so
talk
can.
To us
thank
about
you,
it.
Nancy.
Nice to meet
you.
Whenever you're in town, indulge us.
Definitely.
All right? All right. Irene Bangle.
I'm coming back in July, by the way. I'm
Great.
Coming back in July.
Okay.
Coming back to something for girls.
All right.
Yeah.
Irene Bangle is a child sex educator. Go find her on social media,
yes.
On Instagram. She's saying, at Raising Girls.
Girls.ng. Yes.
I want to say thank you once again for being part of the show. But well, this is where we wrap up the show. I know that when you go home today, that conversation is happening.
In fact, before she leaves here today.
I want to say thank you, Fancy
thank
Nancy.
You.
So Ken, it's been fun.
It's fun.
Very decent fun today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
tomorrow is TGIF and we're bringing down the house.
It's Friday.
But because it's Throwback Thursday, I leave you with one of my favorites by Miss Chaka Khan. Ain't nobody. I'm Mary Anna Cohn. Follow me on social media. Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO. That's Mimi Ayo. On Facebook, I'm Mary Ann Duke Cohn. Have a lovely Thursday. I'll be back tomorrow on What's Up Lagos.